Boy, nice to see this gentleman here to my right, and that's Dwayne Kuiper. Good to see you. And you ready to say hello just a little bit? Grab that headset there, and I think you'll actually be live with me. Paul White, relax for just a minute. How are you?
Well, I wish the weather was a little better, but we're here. And where would you rather be than here?
Maybe Cabo San Lucas. I enjoyed that with you. We had fun. But no, this is it. And, Dwayne, I did my open, and I said it's a new world. You're three, I think. You're the third one there. It's a new world of Giants baseball. Do you feel it walking around the camp?
Well, what I noticed yesterday, which was my first day here, is as soon as you see the type of workouts that they're going through, it's much different than what I was used to as a player and what I was used to watching Roger Craig, Dusty Baker, you know, Felipe, Bruce Bochy. It's different. And right away you notice how young the coaches are, and that makes it different.
Yeah.
We watched yesterday, and you were there. You saw it the day before, where hitters were actually facing pitchers that were throwing as hard as they possibly could, having just gotten off the plane a week ago. Yeah. I watched Samardzija, and I thought it was June the way they were throwing. Buster was catching. They had an umpire. So all of that is new. And it doesn't mean that it's not worse. It means that it's different. And maybe even better. Who knows?
Well, and it's also, in talking to Kai Correa, who's the bench coach, he's the architect, along with Ron Wotus, of many of these drills. They're trying to teach fundamental baseball again and to the quick movements. Look, you're an infielder. You know the quick twitch movements that you have to have, the backhand, the forehand, the throw. And everything they're trying to do is quick, 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 quick. And that's what they're trying to do right now, early in spring training.
Yeah, and the other side of the coin is they're doing that, but yet now there's a game today. And the hitters literally got here 5 days ago. So they're going to be competing with a crowd. It's going to be packed here today. And you know, ballplayers don't want to embarrass themselves. But you have a chance of embarrassing yourself the first week when you're facing guys – at the major league level, that come into camp in shape, not like Boog Powell came into camp in 1975, where he lost 12 pounds in one day. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
So you know, it'll be interesting. Look, change is good for all of us. You know, the only thing about change is not good is in the wife department. So I'm ready for this.
All right, Dwayne Kuiper with. But I will tell you this, being down here from day one, they're buying into it. The Chris Shaws of the world, the Slaters of the world, yeah. Dubon and people like this, Derek Rodriguez today, they are absolutely buying into it because for many of them, this is their chance. And I said this, Dwayne, when we started, it's a sifting out process, I think, more than anything. And that's why they want to see these guys as much as they can.
And they have to buy into it.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice. The ones that you want to make sure buy into it are the Poseys, the Crawfords, the Belts, the Longorias, because those are the guys that have been used to doing things a certain way for a very long time, and it appears that they're buying into it too. And if they're going to buy into it, then those younger guys have no choice.
You seen Posey hit at all?
Well, I saw him yesterday, and I think he was facing Gausman. No, it might have been Cahill. I'm not sure. But as he walked up to home plate, he turned around to Bruce Bochy and I, and he goes, "I'm not going to swing." So he didn't. He just took every pitch. He tracked every pitch.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question is, I saw him hit, but I didn't see him swing.
Well, I will tell you this. the lower part of his body looks looser. He is, and again, this is part of this whole process of tweaking everybody to the swing path. You know how, as I always said, Posey could hit 3-8 if he wanted to go to right field or up the middle. When you watch him, when he does swing the bat, Dwayne, he is hitting the ball hard and he's pulling the ball with some power.
Right, and judging from what he has said, and he never says a lot, he feels better. The hip surgery, I don't think, is an issue anymore, and I think it probably was last year trying to get back. So anyway.
All right, last question for you, and I'm glad you're here with John. You'll do the game here in about an hour and 45 minutes. The whole Astro business and all that, if you're the commissioner, what do you do? Every day it gets to be a deeper issue. And look, you played, you know, sign stealing and all that. What do you do to kind of put a ribbon on this thing and tie it
up? I don't know what you can do now because, you know, it's every day for a while something new is coming out and another player was saying something. And that just is going to create it, you know, some type of a cloud. You know, every time somebody says something, and it appears that over the last couple of days it's been quiet. David Ortiz came out, and I thought he was very unfair in some of the things that he said. Because, look, if you're a cheater, you can't get on a guy that's ratted out, in his words, a cheater. Ortiz got caught.
Yes, he did.
So anyway, you know, those things just don't make this thing an easy departure. And, you know, I'd obviously like to see it go away. It can't happen again. And, you know, the only thing I wish the commissioner would have done is had some people read his speech or his words before he actually said them. And if he would have had an old ball player read what he was going to say, that old ball player would have told him, don't call that trophy a piece of metal. Don't do that.
Really?
Because then he's got to go back and apologize.
Yeah.
So he's in a tough spot. You know, you don't make the big bucks like those commissioners make without being in a tough spot. So he'll weather the storm.
Well, we'll see. You know, it only takes 7 votes to knock him out, and he's starting to get a lot of people sort of against him right now. So yeah. I'm not so sure. I think he's got to censure the Astros. I don't think you can strip titles. I don't think you can start suspending people because you can't. That door is closed. But I think he's got to censure. I think at some point when you see the list of World Series champions under the Astros for 2017, there should be a censure.
Right.
And that's it. And that ends the discussion. That's my feeling on it.
Well, no, we'll he might see. Do that. He may end up having to do that.
We'll see. All right. Have a great call today.
All
good
right.
to see you. And
Working with John's going to be fun. John's probably at his best when it comes to games like this.
I know. This is going to be something today. Every pitcher, 1 inning, supposedly today.
That's yeah, maybe deal. Rodriguez, too. But we've heard different reports on that, so we'll see.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
You bet, Marty.